But when the servant girl saw him standing there, she began to tell others, "This man is definitely one of them." Today's verse is from Peter's denial when Jesus was taken before the Sanhedrin for his trial. The moment that Jesus himself prophesied that Peter would do, which was to deny him. But today's verse speaks to us today of others who do not believe the same we do, pointing us out to others to cause trouble. It's something that we must face. Peter himself faced it when that servant girl was saying, "He's one of them as well." You can imagine at that time what it would have been like to be one of the disciples. Your leader has just been taken in to the Sanhedrin to go on trial, and anyone else who was associated with him would have been pointed out. But that's the life we live as Christians today. People will point us out to get us in trouble. If we believe the Bible and people won't like it, they'll point and say, "He's another one that, or she's another one that believes in the Bible, believes in Jesus." And it's all done to persecute us in one way or another. Now, across the world, people are persecuted in different ways. It still doesn't mean when these things happen, we're not persecuted. Christians are the most persecuted religion in the world at the moment. And that's because we stand on the truth of God's word. We believe in Jesus and who he says he is, just as Peter did. But what we have to learn from Peter is not to deny it. Now, Jesus told Peter, "You're going to deny me before the cock crows. You will deny me multiple times." And we cannot do that. We have to stand up and say, yes, we are Christians, and we might have a mob come after us. We might have things written against us online. We might have people to shout in our face, whatever that may be. But we must take that persecution. Jesus said, "People will hate you because they hated him first." People will always point us out when they don't agree with us. And as we know, Christianity is countercultural to the world. We're not supposed to live like the world does, and people will not like it. So don't not expect to be pointed out, especially if you're living your faith out, if you're proclaiming the gospel, or even if you're just loving the unlovable. And we saw that many times with Jesus, loving those who were outcasts from a society, and that society did not like that, well, the religious leaders, especially at that time. Let's pray God that that doesn't happen today. But we will be pointed out when we are acting Christ-like in the world today. But let us not do what Peter did, as he says here, that he denied Jesus again. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we will be pointed out when we live our lives like you did. But, Lord, let us learn from Peter and never deny you. Amen.